Cambridge 105 Radio. It's that time of year again when Cambridge University run the Cambridge Festival. The festival runs from the 13th to the 28th of March and, as usual, has hundreds of events, most of them free to attend, celebrating research being done at the University of Cambridge and beyond. One event jumped out at me. It's called Seeing the Mess, Gender, Housework and Perception. The discussion will be around the recent research into perceptions of housework and how men are generally less likely to notice mess than women, and argue why it doesn't give men a free pass to let women shoulder more of the cleaning. The discussion is being led by Cambridge philosopher Tom McClelland, and he joins us this morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. Now, I suspect lots of ears have pricked up at this topic. Men are less likely to notice mess than women. And that, it shouldn't really give them a free pass, should it? So tell us about this.
Yeah. So we're interested in explaining this phenomenon where women are continuing to do most of the housework, even in households where you've got a man and a woman and they're both at work, and even in households where they say that the work should be split 50-50. So if you ask the man, he won't say something like, oh, you know, that's more the women's job or something. He says it should be 50-50. And yet it's very much not when you actually look at who does the work. So that's the thing we're trying to explain. And our suggestion is it's actually to do with different perceptions of the domestic environment. So men and women are literally trained to see the home in different ways. And therefore, the men are less likely to notice that a job needs doing.
No, you're absolutely right. My husband is exactly like this. If anything, he would probably claim he does more housework than I do. And it's but he just doesn't see it. But he can rock up in a foreign city and know his way around within 20 minutes. He seems to have really good perception of direction, but no perception of a pile over there, you know, that might need clearing up. It's strange, Tom.
It is strange, but it's funny you mentioned there that your husband would say he doesn't do the minority of the housework, because this is a pattern that's really been evident from the surveys and science that's been done lately. So if you look at who actually does the housework, it tends to be women, but very few men think that that's the case, right? So the overall pattern we're seeing is that men tend to underestimate how much housework their female partners do. So this is an international trend, and it's quite a striking one. So that needs to be explained. And our explanation is, again, in terms of that perception. If you don't see that the job needs doing, you don't notice when it gets done. And yes. So you don't notice that your partner's done it. So you just think that the soap dispenser miraculously fills up itself, because you never really see that the soap dispenser needs filling up. We came across a good story once where somebody was moving out of a house that they'd lived in for a few years. And the husband said to the wife, who'd have thought this soap dispenser would last for 3 whole years? So he hadn't noticed that his wife had been refilling it for all that time. So that really speaks to the invisibility that we're interested in.
It doesn't surprise me at all. Another thing I've noticed is that men will notice someone else's mess, i.e. mine, for example. If I leave a bag at the end of the kitchen table, he'll say, well, this place is a mess. Look at your bag. He won't see all of the bits that he's got dotted around in the kitchen. He's kind of, you know, completely immune to those. He'll only see things that I've put there. That's another thing I don't know if you've noticed, but it's something I certainly have.
That is interesting. No, that's not a trend we picked up on, but I'd like to hear more about that.
Oh, I could talk for hours, Tom. I could talk for hours. Who else is involved in the discussion?
Yeah, so this is based on research that I did with Professor Paulina Sliever. So I've been working for a while on perception and how different people perceive the same things in different ways, but not specifically to do with gender or to do with housework. And Paulina, who works more on issues to do with politics and equality, saw a link with my work and suggested we got together. And that's what we did. And our research is the product of that collaboration.
You don't think, maybe, says she, being devil's advocate, that men might just deliberately not be seeing the messes, you know, poor at ironing, poor at putting the dishes away in the right places? Do you think it might just be calculated? Speaking as a man yourself.
Yeah, a cunning strategy.
A
Well, I'll
cunning.
say I'm going to say on air that I have never adopted such a despicable strategy.
No, I didn't
I
think you
mean,
would.
you can't rule it out, obviously. But when it comes to these to the surveys that we're basing this on, the men are trying to give a report of how much of the work they think they do. So I guess the strategy would have to extend to them lying in those reports as well, which isn't impossible. But we're taking them more at face value.
Yeah, or they're just delusional. So are you expecting this to be a lively debate, do you think?
Yeah, it's gone down provocatively with people. It's gone down differently with different groups of people. I can never predict quite how it's going to go down. But yeah, it's a lively debate. I tend to get a lot of anecdotes from people. They say, "Oh, I can tell you an example that fits in with that." So our body of evidence is growing every time we discuss it with people. But interestingly, I haven't met with much resistance yet. So a lot of men are on board with this suggestion that there's a this difference in how people perceive the environment, and that maybe they need to do something about that difference to even things out.
Oh, that's really interesting. That is interesting. I wonder if it's just the people that are interested in coming along to a debate like this, though. You probably need to take it on tour, Tom. You need to take it out into the pubs and places like that.
Exactly. If you're signing up for this, you're probably quite open to the ideas we're giving. Whereas if I just turned up at a pub and started saying this, I might get some more resistance.
Have you any suggestions about how this can be fixed, this awful situation that we're living in?
Yeah, so the important thing is this difference in perception isn't something that's hardwired. It's not something we're born with. It's something we learn thanks to our upbringing. So think about the fact that so many girls are given dolls and little toy kitchens to play with, and boys aren't, right? That's training you from an early age to see domestic jobs, to tune into them. But your perception can be corrected later in life. So I think what men need to do is learn to see those jobs. So one way to do that is to get into particular habits. So, for example, when you're waiting for the kettle to boil, actively look around the kitchen to see what needs doing. And if you do that for long enough, you'll start to notice when the crumbs need wiping off the surface, or when the washing up needs putting away, and so on. You'll start to be tuned into those things that you were previously ignoring.
Yes, that's exactly what women do, I think, actually. You don't want to be idle and just kind of, scrolling through Wordle or whatever. You want to actually, when you're waiting on something, you do look around the house and see what needs to be done. And you're making lists in your head a lot of the time as well for when you get time to do things. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, being deliberate about it's the way forward, yeah.
This sounds like a great discussion. And the event takes place between 3 and 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 21st of March, at the Whipple Museum of the History of Science. That's at Free School Lane in Cambridge. And you don't have to book to go to the event either, I believe, Tom. You can
No,
just
that's right.
turn up.
You can just rock up, and it's a lovely, interesting building. It's an excellent venue for the discussion as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. So if you fancy finding out more about why men maybe just can't or won't do housework, then Tom will be leading the discussion into that. And I think it's going to be fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Tom.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.